save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9.
Jules and Pete catch up for Curtin University, WA's most innovative university.
On Hit 92.9.
I can't stress this enough. 24 hours from now, 24 hours, a little over, from now, we will award someone $20,000.
Ooh, make sure you go register.
The 20K last one standing. Your last chance is over the rest of the day today to be the one to take control of the cash. So make sure you have registered at hit.com.au.
Tegan's the carryover champ, I believe.
That is correct.
She's so close to $20,000 tax-free. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's going to be so nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. You're nervous 20K. About this. We're going to play at 8:30 this morning, but first...
Xavier, Jules and Pete, there's something you've got to say. Teach, we'll say the word and you have to obey. It's only three letters, no more and no less. Xavier, Jules and Pete, you just got to say.
So yesterday, you might remember that Teach, our executive producer, dropped in here and had this to say.
Are you saying yes?
Yes.
All right. She All said right. yes. There it is.
Feels
We've
a bit
got
cheap.
It.
After the show tomorrow, you're going to do it. And then we'll reveal
if
everything
not,
on
I'm
Friday.
I'm going back to cleaning.
I'd rather be a cleaner.
Yeah.
So Teach, you came in here yesterday. You said to her, you're going to say yes to something.
She looks
here
so nervous.
Here we go.
Oh, I actually wasn't nervous up until now, but I know that whatever it is going to take approximately 9 hours.
And usually my loose lips will give you some sort of indication, but I've been pretty rock solid for
you. Well, you just mentioned something very briefly to me because I believe it's something I've said in the show recently. And for some reason, I'm thinking snakes.
So you did say yes yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is off the back of something that happened a few shows ago.
Star Wars is one of those things I just never gave time to, and I reckon
it's the same as Star Trek. Don't even tell me.
No,
different.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare put Star Wars
exactly
and Star Trek into the same thing. Don't you dare! That is I'm disgusted.
Identical.
Don't you dare!
Hey,
Julesy, you know that I wouldn't throw you under the bus, right?
Yeah.
I made Xavier go out and do a week's worth of honest day's work.
Yeah.
So for you, just gonna get you to watch a movie.
Don't. I'm not. Just a little movie.
A movie.
That is bloody torture. Star Wars?
Not just Star Wars.
What? Star Trek as well.
No.
What?
We're going to give you the trilogy to watch today.
And oh you're going God. To do it dressed as Princess Leia.
Are you serious?
The full kit.
We have a movie marathon ready for you today. Star Wars.
Back to back, Star Wars.
Back okay. Hey, I need you got that wrong. Back to back. To back.
Wait, how many are there?
Well, I mean, if we really wanted to torture you, there's close to about, 15-odd, including the three trilogies. But, you know, we'll start you off slow.
Yeah.
And we'll just put you through one trilogy today. Because, a few weeks ago when you did say what you did about Star Wars
insulting
and Star Trek.
To the Star
it's
Wars
very
fans.
Insulting.
Like, is it?
And I think you...
Man, it's boring.
No. Careful. Now,
But do you know what? I think it's important because I think they are the worst things ever produced.
No, I bloody agree.
So I'm going to get you to do a movie review for me.
Yes.
Each movie so that I don't have to watch them ever in my life.
To be honest, you know, I'm bringing a pillow. I'm just going to go to sleep.
Oh, that's funny because people are going to be in there rotating so you don't go to sleep.
That's right. So we have a roster for the staff to make sure that you are actually sitting
taking
through
notes.
The entire trilogy.
The law? Isn't this workplace
There'll
OHS?
Be breaks.
There'll be
short breaks.
Now, okay. Julesy, I noticed that you like taking notes in your phone. Unfortunately, no phones today, so we've got a notepad and pen for you.
No, it's going to be dark. I won't be able to see.
No, that's fine. We have a little lamp or something set for you, but no phones today for you. You'll be sitting there enjoying a Pikachu.
No Pikachu.
What's the bloody thing I'm thinking of?
Chewbacca.
It's very
At
different.
At least I know what Wookiees are.
Yeah.
So, Julesy, I actually need you to put your costume on because you will be Princess Leia from here on in. Until the end of the last Star Wars movie that you watch today.
I could not think of anything worse.
But also, it is a long time for you to be watching movies. So straight after the show, in your Princess Leia outfit, I'm going to send you down to IGA and you can get some snacks.
Oh, you're joking. No!
In you know preparation.
I don't care that people see me. You know what scares me the most about that?
What?
Is that actual Star Wars fans.
Oh my God, it's Princess Leia.
All right, no, Jules. They'll want to talk to me about the bloody movie.
Jules, I'm going to tell you now, right? For a Star Wars fan, this is the biggest fantasy that can come true for any of us.
Oh, Princess and Slayer herself.
And Pete has put his hand up to watch quite a bit of it with you.
This is why you have decided. Here I was just thinking you were a great mate.
I am a great mate. I'm going to sit there with you and watch it.
It's one of Pete's favourites.
Yeah, and I just feel like you have to understand the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek. It's very important. This is going to be an education for you. And like I said, I will be there as a great mate to support you through all of them. But you're lucky because they wanted to put you in the gold bikini that she wears in one of the movies.
Oh, is that? I was like, why wasn't I allowed to wear a G-string?
Because you're going to sit through 9 hours. I didn't want you to be uncomfortable.
So I just decided not to wear any.
You are Princess Slayer.
So that's going to happen today. You've said yes to it. $300 into the kitty, $100 for each of the movie in
after
the trilogy
we're going to
make you watch.
Right. On Friday, you need to do the review, and then I'll throw the extra $100 in.
In-depth reviews too, not this like... Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could quiz her on
what
Friday.
What was your Netflix segment you used to do?
Strip it.
Give
it or stream it.
Yeah, no, it's got to be a ramped up version than that.
And for any Star Wars fans watching, you're going to be watching them out of succession of when they were released. So you will actually be watching 1, 2, and 3 in the 3 sets of trilogies, so the Phantom Menace and all of that.
Are they all in order? Not in order.
No, they're in order.
Okay.
In order, but I want to take you back to the beginning of when Darth Vader was a youngster. So we can really set you up with the lore and the history of the series.
You know this morning when we spoke about Happy Feet and I went through who played what characters?
Yeah.
I'd love a bit of that stuff too in your review. So who?
Oh, mate, I'm not reading the credits.
Oh, why not? They'll be playing.
You're going to have to.
I'm going to have to. Oh, that's when I go for my toilet break.
All right.
So, toilet break.
What? Am I allowed to go to the toilet?
We've got
a bucket.
I'm not going to lie. I've had cheese this morning. I'm lactose intolerant. So, you know.
We've just gone past 8 o'clock.
It'll match the movie.
All right. Hit 92.9's. Take
your Jules and Pete. G'day, Luke.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Well, thanks. Now, Luke. Like every time we chat, I always ask how your love life is going, but today it's a little bit different because I think I've found the love of your life.
And he's been so inactive.
Is that so?
Yep. Now, you been watching The Batchy?
No, I don't watch it.
Okay, well, let me explain. There was a beautiful girl on there this morning who didn't actually receive, last night, she didn't receive a rose, so she's kicked out. She's a WA-born girl.
Pingley.
Town of 800, 148.
Pingley. Okay, beautiful, beautiful girl. Like, just such a beautiful personality as well. This is our chat.
Am I not hanging out at the right place?
Actually, Luke Ryan's joining us at the end of the show today. I've been trying to find a lady for Luke Ryan.
Fremantle Docker.
Oh, look, why not?
And he's a hottie too, babe.
We'll pay for the date. Good on you, mate.
We'll make it romantic.
Yeah, all right, that sounds great.
Okay, so her name is Claire Lang. She was from The Batchy. What do you reckon she sounds like?
She sounds pretty cute.
Yeah, well, she is pretty cute. Zave's got a picture of her, don't you, Zave?
I did. A blonde girl, mate. Yeah, the hair looks flowing clean. Teeth beautifully whitened. Nice shine on the shoulders. Tanned. I mean, I'm telling you, probably.
She likes romantic dinners, you've already proven that you're good at the romantic dinners. So when you get back, we're going to organise you guys to have a date.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, beautiful. All right, I'll hand over to the boys. Now I'm done.
We jumped in a bit early, just making sure that there was no action in the last week. You don't have a girlfriend in the last week?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. Just in case.
He would have got rid of her to go.
Hey, mate, congratulations on the medal. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. You took home the Goodzo Lachlan medal in the match between the Sydney Swans and the Fremantle Dockers, which you guys won.
First ever Docker to win it.
Yep. Grabbed the trophy as well on the night for the Sir Doug Nicholls round. And, mate, you just keep on diving into this all-Australian form that you've got going on.
I've obviously hearing a lot of noise about it, but not trying to pay too much attention to that. I'm just trying to play my role for the team and get a few more wins on the board and hopefully push for finals. So that's not out of the way at the moment.
Well, don't read today's paper because I call you a future All-Australian in the paper. So maybe skip that if you're trying not to talk about it. Now, the Giants, mate, are going horribly at the moment, but you know they've got a pretty handy list. How's it shaping up for the weekend?
Yeah, obviously a pretty good side. They made the grand final last year. And we haven't watched much of them yet. Well, I think today's our first day where we start previewing them. And like you said, they could turn on any time. And their list is just so good and so strong. You know, there's no real weak spot. So, it'll be exciting this week and a good challenge down back for us.
In the last 2 or 3 weeks, mate, you slipped your housemate and close friend Brennan Cox into the conversation. He's playing some good footy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's playing really good footy at the moment. For a bloke who's only played a couple of games down back, he's doing well and he's getting better every week, so which is good, and it's good signs for the future.
Luke, is he comfortable down there? Because he wasn't he originally drafted in Fremantle as a defender?
He was an All-Australian defender in the State 18s, so he had a little bit of knowledge. And played forward and played pretty well, but then, I don't know. I reckon he looks a lot better now I'm back.
Oh, is he with you at the moment?
Yeah, he's next to me.
Because they talking you, talk me up.
Oh, he's loving it. He's loving it.
Is he going to be down there permanently? He's obviously overtaking the two injured players now, I'd assume. He's going great guns.
I'd hope so. It's good having your housemate down there, a bit of chemistry down there, and always have a laugh, which is good. So
can you put him on? Put him on the phone. Just put him on.
Yeah.
Coxie. Hey, Coxie.
What's happening?
Don't swear.
How are you, mate? You going well?
Oh, very well.
That's
thanks.
Good.
How big's Luke's head around home at the moment with his All-Australian form?
Massive. He can barely stand up. It's that big.
Has he told you he deserves more money yet? Has he gone down that line?
He said he shouldn't have signed yet. He should have held up.
So he's a diva.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you going to feel when Luke hooks up with Claire? How are you going to feel? Because I know you two like to have romantic dinners sometimes.
Third wheel.
He said, does she have a mate?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find that out.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely. And you both go to the Mustang date. Bar at 4 a.m. and go home together. You beauty.
Two friends for a double date.
Okay, hey, beautiful. We'll work it out.
Luke, last one from me. Last week when we chatted, you mentioned why I should support Fremantle more because I've got a friend there that coaches an ex-teammate. And I mentioned he has a possum on top of his head, or he had a possum. Did you end up following that up?
Yeah, he said, I don't know where he's got that from. It's a bit of a lie. But no, he didn't really give me much, Haley. I think he's shocked.
He texted me quickly.
Oh,
he said he had the dead raccoon. Don't worry about that.
Now, Luke, now, last couple of years, and I just want to throw this out there, right? And I mean this as a proud, passionate Fremantle supporter.
Not paid up, though. So you didn't say paid up because he's not a member.
I mean this as a proud, passionate Fremantle supporter. Last couple of years, the ones that you're meant to get one over, it hasn't come your way. How are you approaching the game differently against a side that is not in form at the moment?
Yes. We've obviously, the games were meant to win. We don't win, and the games are not meant to win. We win, so... This week's going to be pretty challenging. We'll obviously preview them, when is it, today? Today and tomorrow, and then look what we can hurt them on. And if we win, well then, going to Cairns will be a pretty good trip, I hope.
Oh, mate, good luck. You guys are going great. It's good to watch. And the young kids, with a blend of Dave Mundy, who's near 60, is incredible. He is so good,
Dave Mundy. Oh, 100%.
I'll watch him all day.
Okay, Dockers and GWS this weekend. Luke, always good to catch up.
Thanks for having me.
And don't put your hand up to play on Toby Green. Just skip him. Jeremy Cameron.
I don't Toby Green once. He gave me a bath, so I'll stay away from him.
Nah, stay away. I reckon he's the best player in the comps.
Good
stay
on
away.
You guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Hit 92.9's. Treat your Jules and Pete. Where's your headline? Good news, everyone.
I read the news today.
Let's see what's in the newspaper today.
It's Heads Up Headliner. News from around the world.
All right, you went with the local one.
Yeah.
Because you pretty much outed the national one anyway, X. What do penguins binge watch? Perth Zoo's northern rockhopper penguin Pierre has melted hearts.
Oh, Pierre.
He's melted hearts because a little video of him has gone viral of him standing in front of an iPad watching...
Knock, knock!
Pingu.
What's that?
Oh, really?
What's Pingu?
No idea.
Oh, you're joking.
You are
joking.
You
say pep sheltered.
Pingu.
No.
Hey, Pink.
Pingu is a little penguin. And I think they use like clay or like Play-Doh kind of thing to form.
Clay animation.
Clay. Yeah, that's it.
Mac, Mac.
How would you spell that?
P-I-N-G-U.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, just yeah.
Pingu, Pingu.
Nah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, yes. No, he's, yeah. He's
penguins are unbelievable.
They are unbelievable.
Yeah, me too.
I've told you I used to have a pet penguin.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Snowy. That, yeah. I miss him so much.
Stole him from the beach.
Do you reckon he got eaten by a seal?
Probably. Oh, I don't want to think about it.
We didn't steal him from the beach. We saved him.
I know. I'm joking. I was joking. Sorry.
But, like, how nice are they?
Yeah, they're cute. I like it. You know when people like, have you seen like where the grandmas have like knitted like little jackets for them and stuff like that to keep them warm?
But even like Happy Feet.
Yeah.
What a beautiful video.
Lovelace is my favorite penguin on there. You know the one with the can holder wrapped. I mean, it's bad, but.
The ring around.
Yes.
Was he played? Was it Lovelace that was played by Robin Williams in that movie?
Yes.
It was, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he was a ripper.
Brilliant.
Yeah, standout character. But apparently, off the back of this story, I've learnt that in Pingu, the language that they speak is Penguinese. So
what?
There's just a little fun fact for you today. If you're out and about and you're
chatting
to people, you
go,
Penguinese is the official language of Pingu.
You want to hear some of the names that were in Happy Feet?
Yeah.
Robin Williams, Elijah Woods, Brittany Murphy, Steve Irwin, Hugh Jackman.
Steve Irwin? What did Steve Irwin play?
Trev.
Who was Trev?
Wasn't Trev the seagull? Or wasn't
maybe,
Trev like a...
Nicole Kidman.
They're huge names,
big names, hey.
Huge.
But you only got a 6.4 on IMDb.
What?
What are they watching?
Pingu. Bambi.
Bambi.
A male seal, an elephant seal. That's
that
who Trev
Steve
was.
Irwin, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Seal. Even Brittany Murphy. Like, so, you know, it's
she
weird.
She passed away too.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, really weird.
Think about it like
actually,
that.
Really weird. Yeah, Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, Steve Irwin.
Fat Joe?
He wasn't.
Yeah, Fat Joe was in it. He was Seymour.
There you
how
go.
Good's this?
Hit 92.9's. Take your Jules
and Pete. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, mate?
I was doodling. I was on your Instagram yesterday and something popped up, literally.
Oh, yes.
and it was your running track.
Yes. I did a 7.5 kilometre C&B on my Strava, which, Jules, I believe you're familiar with.
Well,
sorry, that sounds dirtier than I meant.
No. True on both fronts, Tommy.
Over here, it's called the Coburn Special, mate.
Oh, isn't that one of the greatest tricks you guys have ever pulled, pronouncing it Coburn?
I know.
Who are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, yours looks like one, looks more like one than what mine does.
Well, I wondered, where are your nuts?
Well, here's the thing, right? I've got a mountain bike and I was riding it and Zave
it's a
was
weird
giving
thing to brag about.
Zave, I love it, okay? It's the only thing I own. Zave was giving me directions through my earpiece.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I was actually drawing.
She said
Tommy,
directions.
And he
mate,
forgot
directions.
The balls.
Tommy, have you ever ridden a bike before?
I have, yes.
They often disappear when you're on the saddle for a while, so I sort of implemented how Jules would feel by riding the Coburn Special.
Yes.
Anyway, I did hear something yesterday, though, Tommy. Does now that you've posted that, does that mean that people know where you live now?
Yeah, it does. People are so creepy. Like, so many people message me and like, oh, that's my area. And I'm like, okay, what do you expect? Were you expecting the only reason that we weren't hooking up was that we weren't in the same place?
Yes.
Oh, Wayne, thank God I know you're in my area. Hey, I'll leave the front door open. I'll swing by.
Oh, mate, how are you going with the 5K restrictions? Are you getting out and about enough, or are you just drawing doodles and going back into your house?
it sucks, guys. It's the worst. If you speak to anyone from Melbourne and they say, oh, no, it's fine. We're getting by. We're not. We're losing our minds. We've all attempted a puzzle. We've all tried one yoga class at home and we're so over it. Tell me what it's like. Tell me what it's like over there. Just tell me slowly and in a soft voice. Tell me about not wearing him.
You do it sexy.
No, I don't want to turn Tommy on like that. No, I can't. He's a married man.
Jules, just tell me about going to the shops and not wearing a mask.
Take two hands off the mic. It's a...
move your mouth away from the mic. Well, today, Tommy, it is going to be a beautiful 26 degrees.
Oh, tell
clear skies, sunny. I can walk out.
Jules. We've still got weather here.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, it's a better trip to the shops when it's not raining, though, right?
Yeah, sure.
Put your mask on, Tommy, because we can walk around here pretty free. We can go and hang out with all of our mates.
Do you want to go to the pub later, Jules?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Oh, we'll go see
the pub. Yeah, why don't we invite the whole office here to come along with us?
Oh, we could organise it and then head to the footy where there's going to be a full crowd. Oh,
yeah, true. And you know what? Maybe we can all go to the grand final when it comes here.
Oh, I mean, well, that's about done me in. I need a cigarette and a nap.
Mate, we'll see you this afternoon. Carrie and Tommy back on your radios from 3.
Hit 92.9's.
What have you accidentally left on and what was the result because of it? This morning, I straightened my hair and then left to come to work, but it wasn't until I was down the bottom of the apartment that I was like, did I turn my hair straightener on? Looked at the time, realised I was already running a little bit late anyway and I have to ride to work. So I rode and didn't bother going back up. Halfway on the way to work, I thought to myself, damn it, I really should have went and checked because this is going to weigh heavily on my mind. Xavier, stop looking out the window in the direction of my apartment for
some. I don't know if it's the sun or if it's flames. Something's happening over here.
I'm pretty sure I turned it off at the PowerPoint. Because I always like make sure that I try and that I turn off at the PowerPoint so then I remember.
Do you want me to go back to your house whilst you're doing the movie marathon and check?
You still drive by? Maybe, because I'm just thinking that by now the whole apartment would be gone, right? No, I'm pretty sure I turned it off.
I reckon about midday today she's up.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, let's go to Sarah from Two Rocks. Hey, babe.
Hi, how you going?
Well, thanks. All right, what'd you leave on?
I left my waterbed on when I emptied it because I was moving.
Huh? How do you turn your water? What's your waterbed being on? How do you? What's that do?
Okay, when you fill the waterbed up,
yeah,
so your back doesn't get cold, it has to be heated.
Ooh.
So when you empty it of the water and you leave the heater on, it burns through the base, burns through the floorboards, and ends up a metre and a half underneath the house.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Wow. Geez. Firstly, waterbeds got really bougie these days.
I was going to say, how do you rate the waterbed?
This is going back 20 years ago.
Yeah. You still got the waterbeds?
No.
Bit of motion in the ocean sort of stuff.
Are they actually comfortable, Sarah? Do you remember?
Yeah, unreal.
I wanted one so badly when I was a kid, right? But then one of my friends had one, and you jump on, and you're just like, you're moving like on this way for a while. Anyway.
Hey, Chels.
Hi, so it was actually my next door neighbour who was my friend. We were straightening our hair in the laundry.
Hold up. Yeah.
So we went to school and then we're like, oh, did we turn it off? I called my dad. He went over to the house and the whole laundry was on fire.
Oh, all right, see you later. Yeah.
Nice. And,
jeez.
Hit 92.9.
Her mum was so mad, but my dad was like, we'll pay for half of it because we don't know which one of us left it on.
No, deep down, do you know who it was?
I think it was me, but not too sure.
Nah, good one, Charles.
Oh gosh, I got heart palpitations.
Tanya.
Yes, hello.
Hey, mate.
Please don't tell me it was a straightener.
No, this is a little bit different, but my mum just sold her car, so she'd put the money in the oven to keep it safe.
Oh, yeah.
In a rough area, in a container.
Yeah.
And then she said, does anyone want some matchsticks? And so she turned the oven on preheat.
Yeah.
And it was melted into mini money.
Now,
did it actually shrink? Like
the shrunk.
Remember the packet of chips you used to put in the oven?
Yeah, the little twisties. Yeah, the little Swiss ones. Make them into a keychain.
Hey, Tan, how much money are we talking?
It was 15 grand.
Whoa!
Was it still legal tender?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we took it to the bank and she just got it back because they could just see the serial numbers.
Right.
It's
crazy. Jeez, that's so lucky.
Do they weigh the notes as well? Is that what they do as well?
I'm not sure. They just wanted to see the numbers, make sure the numbers were.
Jeez, that's lucky, Tan. 15.
Yeah, she was. I think she nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, I'd go bananas.
15 grand.
Hey, Corey. In the oven.
Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah, hi. How you going?
Corey.
Hey, babe. All right, what was it that you left on?
The baby bottles on the stove. So we'd done a midnight flight over to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And came staying in an apartment with a little kitchen, and I thought, oh, I'd quickly put the baby bottles on, boil them like the old school way.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I'd forgotten about it and gone out for a walk and came back to the hotel, and there was like everyone's out the front. The hotel was evacuated.
Oh.
And we're like shouting, going, what's happened? And they were like, oh, there's been a fire. And yeah, then my phone went off and they were like, oh, your room, like, did you happen to leave baby bottles? And then I remembered and went, oh my gosh. And yeah, they'd exploded.
Oh.
And, but luckily, I also forgot to close the door. So there wasn't as much.
Jeez, baby, it's a baby brain.
I don't talk about baby brain. It's only like 6 months old. So.
Mate, jeez, so luckily you left the door open so they could actually get in and smell it.
Yeah, because when we went there, the fiery guys were like, oh, if you hadn't have left the door open, when we opened the door, it would have like combust and the whole room would have gone up.
Right.
Wow.
It's funny you mentioned that, Corey. The other day I was boiling water for lunch and got sidetracked, and it was on there for hours, and the water eventually evaporated.
To nothing.
And then the smell of the saucepan burning.
Yeah.
Like, lucky I was home. The smell is disgusting.
Yeah,
like, it's a bad waft.
It's easily done, especially if you're a baby brain. It was like everything, like the back of the stove was all black because obviously it had gone through, and then the plastic had then caught on fire as well.
Far out.
You're lucky.
Did you get a bill? Did you get a bill, Cor?
I actually didn't because I just burst into tears, and I think they just felt so sorry for me.
Yeah, no. Ever in doubt, cry your way out.
That's why you pay your deposit, right?
Oh yeah, for the 30,000.
Yeah. Corey, don't do that when you're at your overnight stay at the new Quest Perth Ascot. All right.
Oh, great! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll try not to.
The Quest might put a little mark next to your name, like just make sure she's not boiling any bottles on the stove.
Xavier Jules and Pete catch up for Curtin University, WA's most innovative university.
On Hit 92.9.
On Hit 92.9.